Welcome, everybody, to the Stefano's Magic, where every episode is a journey inside the enchanting world of Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
And shout out to Disney Plus, because Taylor Swift has arrived.
Oh, it was good.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a fun episode today.
A little controversy, yes. Hot takes.
We're gonna start by saying this is all opinion.
All opinion.
All opinion. These are hot takes. These are Disney unpopular opinions. Maybe they are popular.
We're sure we're going to ruffle some feathers, but listen, this is just our opinion.
And let's have some fun in the comments. Tell us your hot takes. Tell you if we agree, don't agree. Be respectful, of course, to everyone's opinion.
Yeah.
But I think that in something as big as Disney World, there's a lot of hot takes. Yeah. There's a lot of unpopular opinions. Mm-hmm. But here's a popular opinion. You should hit the subscribe, like, comment, and you can join our Patreon. The link is right here. Shout out to our new Patreons this week.
Yeah, thank you.
That's amazing. We're growing. And the show's growing. And this weekend, we have Creator's Corner with Sam for God.
Exciting.
So that's super exciting. Mm-hmm. Really excited to sit down with her. Talk all about Disneyland Paris. How content is different over there.
I know.
You know, like we're
Bucket
used
list.
To.
Just the ticket prices there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so much cheaper.
Yeah. We have to. We'll experience it one day.
Yeah.
When the kids are probably
Ooh,
older.
Disneyland. I definitely want to get to before.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I've never been to Disneyland.
Never been to Disneyland.
I got to go to the OJ.
Yeah, exactly. So before we get into hot takes again, join our Patreon, subscribe, share. Please put the notifications on so you know when we drop a new episode. And we want to thank you guys so much for all of the support. It has been crazy. We have a June announcement coming very soon. We're working on May for Creators Corner, which is super exciting. And before we get into the episode, we're only like 10 days away from our dream vacation,
mm-hmm.
the Polynesian.
I still just remember walking through that lobby. He's like, yeah, look at it because we'll never stay here.
Yeah, I did.
And I was always like, dream killer.
Yeah, I mean, listen, luckily.
Look, we are for 6 nights. The first night we're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is another bucket list
I can't
place.
Wait. And you'll see a review of both
resorts.
We're going to do some resort and restaurant reviews, but there's going to be no in-park content this time unless we can do the festival of our Flower and Garden Festival vlog.
Right. I know.
I always want to call it Festival of the Arts.
It's hard because they all kind of like Festival of the Arts, Festival of the
they
Holidays.
They all run together.
You know, Flower and Garden doesn't even have festival in it.
No, but it's like, I'm just so used to saying the festival.
Yeah, we're going
to
try. I mean, it's going to be busy. We know.
It's going to be crazy.
So
we might do Genie Plus. I think we're going to do it at Magic Kingdom.
Like the thing with the Genie Plus is like Disney guarantees that you buy it. Okay, say we buy it at the highest price. I think it can be 35 max.
And that's what it'll be.
Okay, for per person, they're guaranteeing you get on maybe 2 to 3 rides. I don't like that.
Maybe it's not worth it.
I mean, like, that's not good.
I would rather wait. I would rather.
I don't know.
I would rather wait the hour for each ride and spend 5 hours in line and riding than spend $35.
Right,
a person. Like, if it was $35 a family,
and it's
let's
only
go.
For one day.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got to do the math. That's $140 for us. $140.
Bought their lightning lanes and their lightning lanes. Well, no, because Frankie won't go on rides. So only be 3 of us.
Frankie won't go. Oh, some rides.
Yeah. Like the big Genie Plus.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So, but people, lightning lanes were backed up to like, whew.
Yeah, but the ride she could go on with, she couldn't go with us.
No, I know. I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to navigate it. We've never done.
Probably not. We're probably just going to rope drop. And that means getting the park early. For those who don't know, 30 minutes early, you can get into the park and rope drop when you're staying at a Disney resort for 2 lands in Magic Kingdom and other parks. But then you can rope drop as a off-resort guest by showing up at the time that the park opens at 8 o'clock and then they lift the rope and you can go.
Yeah.
So that is rope dropping. And
you know, one thing though, I will not, that I learned last trip, I will not rope drop Mine Train because everyone rope dropped that. The wait was still long.
Yeah. But like I said, last episode,
we Peter waited and we were just walking through the
queue. But Mine Train's better than Peter Pan. Way better than Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. Like, not even close.
Whatever. This gets into my hot take.
I might add.
Let's not start.
I might add a hot take now based off Peter Pan.
Oh, well, my first one is already a hot take.
Well, let's say right after this short break, we're going to get into hot take. Let's ruffle some feathers and we'll be back right after this short break.
Okay. I'm starting off with something I think that isn't so controversial. Mine Train is overrated. I think the majority of people agree with me.
For the weight.
For what the ride is, and for the weight, it just doesn't make sense.
I think it's a great ride.
I think it's a great ride, but I think it gets a big line because it's for mainly kids that want to experience their first thrill roller coaster, and that they can have some sort of like, oh, I feel like a big kid, and they all rope drop it. But it's literally 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
It might be a little long. It's just so short. Minutes. All right. No, it's not that long.
It's 2 minutes.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. It's so short, though. For the queue it gets and what you're getting, I just don't think... I think it's overrated. I think a lot of people think
if the line wasn't so big, it would be properly rated. I think it's a great ride. I think staying in line for 50 minutes at least every time. I've never seen shorter than 50? Shorter than a 50-minute wait. Oh, I'm saying at least.
Yeah.
At least 50.
I mean, it was posted 140 all last week.
I know. It's always posted 120. The shortest I've ever seen was 50 minutes. I've ever seen.
Right. But, you know, this is going to be, we're going to do this challenge. This is totally off topic. One time when we go, we're going to do the posted wait time and we're going to see how long it takes us to actually get on the ride.
Yeah, we're going to do a couple challenges. I think we're going to go back in May and do a couple like fun challenges. We're going to do the note card thing that we talked about, where it's like we have to pick certain things. But anyway, that's not too controversial.
What's your number one?
Ever is the best ride in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And it's going to go hand in hand with what I say later.
Well, right.
Everest is the best ride in Animal Kingdom. I think Everest might be the best ride besides Guardians in Disney World in general.
Right.
I think it gives you the thrills. It gives you the speed. I think the whole look of it is beautiful, like how it looks like Everest. Like, it's gorgeous. I think it's the perfect ride. I really do. And the best thing about Everest is I've never seen it over a 45-minute wait.
Right.
Ever. And even when it said it was a 30-minute wait, we were on in 15, right? So I think Everest is severely underrated, and I think it is the best ride in Animal Kingdom, and it's better than Avatar, both Avatar rides.
Yeah, you're ruffling some feathers.
That's fine.
I think the land is very beautiful. So I'm not knocking it.
So and let me erase so I don't repeat, but I'm going to get into my second one now.
Yeah.
Because they go hand in hand.
Okay.
Avatar Flight of Passage is just soaring with blue people.
Mm-hmm.
I said what I said.
Yeah, you said what you said.
It's soaring. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what soaring is, except you're on an uncomfortable thing. If you have back problems and knee problems like me, it's very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The chair is very uncomfortable. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. But
it's immersive.
I'm not a fan of screen rides, and I never will be because I think it's like a cheap way out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a thrill, but like, is it a thrill like Everest? I don't think so. And I think, you know, I'm not a fan of the Avatar movie. So for me to even like the Avatar ride shows you the ride is good. I don't want to like say that the ride's not great. It's beautifully. Like, it's like when you're sailing over the sea and the whale pops up, like, it is a beautiful scene. The scenery is perfect. The ride, though, it's soaring. That's what it feels like.
See, the thing that I think that I love the most on that ride is like when you're riding it, the Banshee, and you feel like you're actually riding one. Like,
yes.
It like makes you feel like you are.
It's very uncomfortable.
But you don't like the do you get motion sickness on
yes,
it?
Yes, I get motion. See, I mean, Ratatouille rattles me a little bit.
Right, well, yeah, they is.
With 3D mm-hmm. and like screens rattle me.
Right.
I can go on Everest. I'll go on Rock and Roller Coaster.
I think that's why
it
ranks lower for you.
Yes, but I also think it's just like soaring.
But like, see, like.
But like soaring has a 30-minute wait and this has a 2-hour wait. I'd rather just go on soaring.
But I agree. I think Everest is better than.
I do. I know. So what's your second?
My second is Mickey Pretzel is.
Trash.
Not good.
They're trash.
I'm sorry.
They are trash. Maybe it's because we're used to Philadelphia
but
pretzels.
Maybe it's because we're pretzel snobs.
Yeah. Philadelphia
like,
pretzels
when you live
are like.
Near
yeah.
like a Federal pretzel, South Philly pretzels, they are good.
Amazing. I mean, yeah. I would take a Wawa, if you don't know what Wawa is, it's pretty
Ooh,
much sheets.
Bad.
I would take a Wawa pretzel over a Mickey
yeah,
pretzel.
Yeah, like the Mickey
and they're
pretzel
slimy.
Is nasty.
Like,
yeah.
It's dry. Mm-hmm. And that fake cheese that they give you.
Ooh, that plastic cheese.
It's plastic it's cheese. It's like, you know, like the little like Fisher Price sets you get with yeah. like the plastic. That's what the cheese tastes like.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
It tastes like a piece of plastic.
Right.
Terrible.
And like I got it a couple trips ago because I was like, oh, I never got one because...
We had
I don't
one.
Know. Like, I just feel like we some of like the Mickey shaped thing. Like, the only thing that's not overrated, in my opinion, is the waffle mm-hmm. and the Mickey ice cream bar.
Oh, the Mickey ice cream
They're
bar.
Worth it.
Iconic.
Right. But those are the two things that are worth it.
Iconic.
The churros, Like all those
tours are all overrated, but that's on my list.
They're terrible in Disney World.
That's not on my list. But I heard Disneyland. That's
what I'm saying. Disneyland, they say they're slamming.
So when we're on snacks,
right?
It's 2024.
Okay.
It's time to admit that a turkey leg is a superior Disney World snack.
No.
For the price, you can feed your family for $12. Yes, it stinks. Yes, it's slimy, but it is delicious meat. Right? The meat is banging. It is amazing. I love the taste of it. Do I like the stickiness? No, but it comes along with it. But I'm telling you, four of us can eat that for $12. There's enough meat for everyone.
I agree that it's very, you get a lot
it's
bang
superior.
For your buck.
It's
but
superior.
Listen, you are, it looks good. It looks great. I think, I mean, you want to feel like a Viking eating it because you do, but literally it's hot in the park all the time. Mm-hmm. You start eating it. You're like, like, what am I eating? I
no,
get skeeved out.
No, it's amazing.
Out.
You get skeeved out.
Most people do. No, that's why it's hated.
It shouldn't be hated because it's way better than most of the snacks in Magic Kingdom. I'm going to say it. Magic Kingdom snacks are not the greatest.
Oh, yeah. If it was a buffalo turkey leg, I'd agree. But it's just...
Well, it's the same texture. What?
Well, how do you know?
Because it's still a turkey leg. It just has more sauce to get you more sticky.
Well. I can't agree. I think it's nasty.
It is a superior snack. Justice for the turkey leg. And I know everyone's going to hate this, and that's fine. More turkey legs for me.
Right.
Although last time I went, turkey legs were sold out. So maybe it's coming around.
I don't know. And there was a rumor that it was like not even turkey. It was emu. It's fake. It's turkey.
Whatever it is.
You can't.
I eat McDonald's 3 times a week. Who knows what that is? I don't care what it is. It's good. It's tasty. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. And it can feed a family of four for $14.
All right. Well, we're in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people are going to be mad at this one, but I think Be Our Guest is a one and done.
One and done.
I think
it's themed beautifully.
The price is crazy.
It is beautiful. The scenes are
amazing.
I think
it's up to $69 a person for
a
little steak.
Not worth it.
The
place
French
is
onion
big.
Soup was great, but like, come on.
No
one
character
and done.
Interaction.
Nothing.
Beast walks by. I mean, I saw the video a couple weeks ago. The little girl just wanted to hug Beast and she couldn't.
Right.
Like to me, like I'm paying $300 for three people. I better get a damn Beast hug for my little princess.
Like when our daughter turned 7, that's where she wanted to go. But I think we messed up and we should have did Cinderella's Royal Table.
We should have. We should have.
But you live and you learn. We've been to Be Our Guest twice. We went once when it was breakfast before it had shut down. And then we did try the dinner. I mean, it was not terrible.
But like
I
said,
I think one
Be Our Guest could be so much more because I think it is the perfect building. Mm-hmm. Everything about it is gorgeous. But dinner's lacking. So how do you make up for a lacking dinner? You do a show. You do a Be Our Guest show.
It's, yeah.
Or you do Belle.
Right.
Or you do Beast meet and greets. Mm-hmm. Like, you do something to kind of justify that price tag.
Right.
I think it's overrated.
So you agree.
I think it's one and done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. Beauty and the Beast, as you, if you saw our Patreon episode, Beauty and the Beast won our March Magic tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Best Disney movie of all time. We love it. And that's why we love the place so much. But it just leaves you wanting more. You don't leave satisfied.
For $69,
and you don't leave full.
Yeah.
Like, no. You don't leave full for $120 for two adults.
You're definitely paying for the experience, but I feel like it's a half of experience.
But there's no experience.
Right. Like, well, you're the environment.
The environment's that's great, it. But that's fine. But, like, I'd rather if...
I think...
It's not classified as character dining, but the character's there. So why don't you make the character accessible for the children? That's all.
I think before the shutdown, it was better.
Yes.
Like, you had a meet and greet.
Yeah, but like you should have Lumiere doing Be Our Guest. You should have something.
You could do a lot.
You
so
could do a lot of fun. You have that big section in the middle too, where they could dance and do like even if it's like Topolino's, they do that little song. Bah, 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 bah,
right.
Every like what 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Do a Be Our Guest thing every 30 minutes.
I agree. Then that's why I think it's overrated.
Yes, and after this break, more hot takes coming right up. All right, here's another one.
Where are we at?
I'm in Epcot with this.
Oh.
Although Figment is one of the coolest characters and one of the cutest characters, that ride's boring.
Yeah.
The ride's
I've never even been on it.
The ride's boring. The ride's outdated. Mm-hmm. It's boring.
I think it had like four different...
It's boring.
Yeah.
The ride's boring. Figment's the man, right? Figment's awesome. Great mascot for Epcot. It's a boring ride. There's no way around it. With how... technology has evolved. Like, yes, it's about seeing smells. And also, we went on it during COVID, so we had to wear a mask. So you couldn't smell anything anyway.
Oh, did you? Well, I don't even know. I never went.
It is what it is.
Ella was like, that was terrible.
Yes. Like, it's not, it's, Figment's cool, but like it feels like you're in like the late 70s, early 80s. It's not for me.
Right. And this kind of takes on to my next one.
What's that?
But this is over Magic Kingdom. Peter Pan. Although it is one of my favorite rides, mm-hmm. I think it doesn't deserve the wait time it gets again.
But you know why it gets that wait time?
Because they only have limited.
Yeah, it's the slowest loading ride. Right. There's only a certain amount of, you know.
Right, but I feel like it could have a little, like with technology and everything now, it could have a
the
little.
The queue's cute, but it's like, if you're in line for that long.
But the animatronics need like a little bit of a facelift.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think?
I think it's all right. It is what it is. I just don't think it's worth the hour wait.
Yeah.
You know, if I see it for under 40, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But it's a. It's cool because it's rail suspended.
Mm-hmm. But it's never under 60 minutes. No. Ever. Mm-hmm. Like, never. So, but I think it's a little overrated.
It's
like, I just think in that park, there's such much better heavy hitters. Like, Pirates, Big Thunder, Haunted Mansion. And, like, I feel like they have less wait times most of the time than
Big Thunder.
Peter
Big
Pan
Thunder is,
and Snow White.
It's not on my hot take list, but Big Thunder might be the most underrated ride in Disney parks.
Yeah.
Like, nobody talks about Big Thunder.
Dude, at night... Favorite park.
Yeah.
Favorite ride to ride at night.
The wildest ride in the wilderness.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
It might have the most beautiful scenes. The castle might be the most gorgeous thing.
Oh.
It's the third best park in Disney World.
Yep. I came to that conclusion also.
Yep. Epcot, Hollywood, Magic, Animal.
I mean, all the magic is in Magic Kingdom for your little, like for kids.
For the littles, yeah.
And your vacation that you've been planning.
But
it's
like,
just
go up against Epcot, go up against Ratatouille, Frozen, and Guardians, plus all the food choices.
Yeah,
you're not going to win.
Epcot's our favorite.
Go up against Hollywood with Galaxy's Edge and Toy Story Land, and now Mickey and Minnie. We like Mickey and Minnie. I don't know if I have that as a hot take. Mickey and Minnie's ride is amazing.
I have it on there. Mine's on there. It said Mickey and Minnie Runway is a great ride.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of the great movie ride people that are just like so sad that it was. Redone, but Mickey and Minnie's Runway is so cute.
It is.
Like
it's, and I love the new technology, the sliding across the floor, much like Ratatouille.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's colorful.
Right.
The song, Nothing Can Stop Us Now.
Right. Like, I mean, all the vloggers we watch, they like it. They're
I love it. I mean, the kids love it. When you get in that room with Daisy and you're dancing, the girls have so much fun. I think it's super cool. I think it's an underrated ride. But yeah, I think Magic Kingdom's third.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was your other hot take, is that Mickey Runaway is not? All right.
And so, Hollywood Studios, this is my other one. I feel like they have the best music loop. That's probably some people don't even care about that. But I do. I listen to the music every time I go.
I like Epcot music better.
No, see, I love Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, Epcot's vibes are better.
It's my favorite.
Like more chill.
Really? Yeah. But see, I like the jazzy. Like, I feel like you get the old Hollywood as soon as you're walking in there.
Hollywood
and
Studios.
And we don't even
also
do Hollywood Studios that much.
No. No, but like, I'm telling you, like, it has the best nighttime show with Fantasmic.
Yeah.
The Beauty and the Beast stage show is unbelievable.
It has like two of the best
Frozen
lands.
The Frozen sing-along is so fun.
Star Wars and
Toy
Story
Star Wars
Land.
And Toy Story.
It's a Tower Terror. Like, it's just
it's
a stacked park. A
stacked park, but number two behind Epcot for us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Casey's is not the best hot dog in Magic Kingdom.
No, I don't really even like it that much.
Friar's Nook is way better than Casey's.
Like, the thing with Casey's is it's like, again, I have like a issue eating it because I get skeeved out halfway eating it. Too big and fat. Like, I don't like
that.
Yeah,
it's like a lot of beef. But
take me to Friar's Nook.
It's great to share for the price, but like, I'd rather have the Friar's Nook hot dog. It tastes better.
So good.
The mac and cheese dog was good. Like, Friar's Nook hot dog, like, when we went last time, all I wanted to get was
God.
A Friar's
and
Nook hot dog.
We, like,
2 days.
Oh,
we waited
so
2 days because it was down.
Tater tots,
everything
is good.
But it took us 2 days because they were closed to one day. And the other day, they weren't serving after 6.
Yeah.
What?
But Friar's Nook usually has some pretty good food.
Yeah. I agree.
And let's say Magic Kingdom. I know I'm going to get some hate for this.
Okay.
Grand Floridian is not the best deluxe resort.
I've never stayed there. I've been there. Like.
Okay. Well, I think it's not.
I don't think it's your
not
style.
Not my vibe.
Not your vibe. Polynesian.
And I feel like a lot of people, for what you're spending a night... Come on. Mm-mm. No.
See, I think
Animal
the lobby's
Kingdom
gorgeous.
Lodge looks, the lodge, the Fort Wilderness lobby looks prettier.
Yeah.
I just don't think Grand Flow is it.
No?
No. And I think a lot of people kind of agree.
Well, I mean, I've never stayed there. I can tell you by going into, I think their lobby's better than Polynesian. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I think
what?
Yeah, I do. I think their lobby's more, I think Polynesian's resort is more vibing. Like, the music, you could see the castle from the pool, like that kind of stuff is more beautiful. But like, I think that lobby, when it's decorated for the holidays, I don't think anything can compare.
Well, Polly does nothing for holidays.
I'm going to be honest with you there.
Nothing compares. Go see the...
Animal Kingdom's gorgeous too.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
But
that,
the gingerbread houses and all, I loved it for Christmas. I do. I did. And I think now it has the Easter eggs. So Grand Flow is great. It's more Victorian. And we grew up in kind of a Victorian like area. Like Cape May is very... Right. So like it's kind of like, meh. Like the same with like why we're like, we walked into the boardwalk and we were like,
but
I wouldn't stay here.
A lot of people like the boardwalk and Beach Club. But like Beach Club, I think I would stay there. But I feel like I get underwhelmed every time I walked in there. I don't know. Like their thing there is like their Epcot-based resorts. The pool is why you stay at Beach Club.
Yes, and like, it's going to be under renovation.
Yeah, for 6 months.
Yeah.
Boardwalk, that pool looks creepy with clowns and stuff.
Boardwalk reminds me of, it's based off Atlantic City.
Right.
So that's right, we're literally 10 minutes down the road from Atlantic City, if you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's our home. Like, I don't, if I go on vacation, I don't want
to
be home.
But yeah, being able to walk right into Epcot,
yes,
that's nice.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. All right, so I'm going to get into my last one, and we'll get into another
break. How many do I got
have four more.
Oh, I have Magic Kingdom as my number three, too. So
okay. So we agree with that hot take. And Animal Kingdom's only a half-day park. Now, that is 50-50. Mm-hmm. 50% of people go, it's a half-day park. The other 50 go, oh, I could spend all day there. I run out of things to do. We rope-dropped it, and we were done by 11, and we did everything.
Yeah.
Everything, and we were done.
I feel like people that say it's a whole-day park are people that just drink, chill, vibe out. Like, you know, they're not on vacation.
Yeah.
I feel like people that are on vacation, it's a half day park because you only have a certain amount of time to get stuff done.
That's fair.
So you hop over somewhere else.
That's fair.
Everything done by, literally, we had everything done by 11.
If I didn't have a full day park ticket, like a hopper option,
mm-hmm.
and I had a full day park option, I wouldn't go to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
I wouldn't waste it.
Oh, I didn't even put this on my list, but this brings me up to Park Hopper. I kind of think it's, Anthony loves it. He's so pro Park Hopper. I'm not.
Park hopping's definitely worth it.
I think if you go for a short trip for like 4 days, 7 days, I think you don't need it.
Park hopper's
worth it. He always buys
it. Park hopper is worth it, 100%. We can have that debate. We'll set up like stages. Right. During the presidential election time, we should do like one where we have our own podiums and we go at it over certain topics, and that will be one of them.
But here's my last hot take, that you can go.
Is this your last one?
Well, I think I have two more. Okay. But we already did Rise of Resistance is, I think, overrated.
We didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't say that?
Nope.
Oh, I think it's overrated. Okay. I think it's the best best ride Disney has ever made. Ever.
Yep.
Well, Guardians is my favorite, actually.
Rise is a little overrated.
I think
on my
Rise
list.
Of the Resistance is just, I don't know.
I think the experience is amazing, the queue and all that. But
there is a lot of diehard Star Wars fans. So, yeah. Like, I mean, the wait gets what it deserves, I think. But, like, I personally wouldn't wait in a 2 hour wait, 3 hour wait for it.
No, I would not either.
A lot of people would.
But if you don't want to wait for dining reservations, you should sign up for Magical Alerts. And right after this short break and the word from Magical Alerts, we'll be back with our final hot takes.
Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation? If so, you need to set up a Magical Alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining experience reservations 24/7. And automatically send you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up and you'll get one free alert added to your account.
Okay, so this is last on my list. I think Anthony has three left. But...
Oh, I have two left.
Oh, okay. So I'm all about Disney vibes and just being in the moment. And I can go into a park and not ride any rides.
That's fair.
I think, I don't think a lot of people would agree with that. You're going to Disney, you're paying for Disney, you want to go on the rides.
But if you have like an annual pass and you go more, we're not as worried about rides.
I am a little stressed for spring break, I'm not going to lie, because, I mean, we did pay for our kids' tickets.
Yes.
We have the annual pass. But I'm also not going to put their like overstimulation and They're being like the little 4-year-old mentally like over it.
Yes.
If it's as bad as social media is reporting,
I
don't know if it is.
I don't think it is.
So, but
I mean, like, I know it's busier, but like,
I'm fine with Anthony and Ella going on some rides and Mommy and Frankie walking
out
up and down Main Street.
Yeah.
I literally can vibe that way.
Yep.
But I don't think a lot of people can do that.
I'm going to just say one thing about Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Tomorrowland Speedway is the biggest waste of space in Disney World besides Dinoland. The Speedway?
Yeah.
It's
like, it just smells like gas.
It smells like gas. You can't really drive.
We were like 4-year-olds on it.
Yeah, it was funny, but like I wouldn't. No.
No. Me either. No,
I just think it's a waste of space. I think you could put so much more there. Mm-hmm. I think you could put way more there. I think Magic Kingdom as a whole needs a revive. I think Tron probably belonged in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, because, no, I think it's a good addition to
Magic Kingdom. No, I don't. It's based off the movie, so it should be in Hollywood Studios.
Oh.
Like, it's based, like, it's like, I don't know. I don't ever hear anyone go, oh, that movie Tron was awesome.
No, I don't know.
Like, you probably didn't even know if it was a movie until you'd heard of the ride.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, know what we know.
Exactly. So that, you know, that's another one. And my last hot take, I didn't mind the Harmonious barges.
Oh, I thought Harmonious was a beautiful show. What they replaced it with? No.
Luminous is good.
But Harmonious
great. I think, was one of the best shows they've done.
Yes.
And I didn't mind the barges if it meant that I was going to get that spectacle at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people hate it because it blocked the view of World Showcase.
Yeah.
I get it. But man, the barges, like, I would take that show back in a heartbeat.
Right.
I would.
And I think Happily Ever After is the best current fireworks show they have.
Fireworks.
Right. Fireworks show.
Because I think Fantasmic's a better
show. I'm talking about fireworks show. But I think Enchantment got a lot of hate, and I thought it was also great.
I think all of Disney's nighttime shows are great anyway.
Edited it, and they put that Walt verse in there. Yep. It was awesome.
We have a couple from listeners. Mm-hmm. From Phil. Besides Everest and that Avatar Flight of Passage ride, Animal Kingdom is a waste of time.
Oh, well, he thinks it's just a zoo.
He thinks it's a zoo. Phil is my best friend, by the way. So, yes, he thinks it's a zoo.
I mean, it is so much more than a
zoo. It's more than a zoo. I love the safari, by the way. I do.
And Joe Rohde, the Imagineer of this park, like, the details that he did on this park.
Just wait till Dino Land's gone.
I'm telling you, this park is better than any park, being detail-wise.
Oh, yeah. Just wait, though.
Come on. You walk through there, you literally think you're in Africa.
When Dino Land is gone, Animal Kingdom's, all of these opinions about Animal Kingdom are going to go out
right,
the window.
Right, but like, and then there's going to be...
Because it's not a half-day park anymore.
But Disney sees that, I guess, in their ticket sales, and they are going to go with that Encanto.
Yeah.
And what was the other ride?
Indiana Jones.
Right.
Taking over
and
Dino.
Wait till this park's going to be like the new hot spot.
Yep.
Because everyone's going to want to be on the Encanto ride or whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
The whole new land they're making?
They're making a whole new land. And Magic Kingdom's getting a new land too. So
but then Animal Kingdom will get the hype it deserves.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's definitely a half-day park now because I only like 4 or 5 things. I don't do a Bug's Life. We do like, usually we do like the Safari, the Lion King show.
Ugh, I love that Lion King show.
Everest and Flight of Passage. I never did a...
I'm not doing ever a Bug's Life.
No, I never did the Rapids. What is it called?
Oh, Cali River. It just reopened the other day.
Yeah. But, all right. So, from Wade, Guardians is the best ride in Disney World in the last 10 years and will remain untouched.
Agreed.
I don't think that's a hot take, Wade.
Favorite ride.
I think right now, you know how Space Mountain is a classic and everyone's space, even though it's bumpy, it'll break your back. Oof. I feel in 20 years, Guardians is still going to be, it's going to have that. Like a aura around it where it's like, wow, Guardians. Like it is a ride that's going to be classic forever.
It's so smooth. Disneyland Space Mountain is not like ours.
No.
Everyone says it's so smooth, their favorite ride ever. Why can't ours be like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I did it once and I came off, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't Guardians, like the line either.
He got a little ruffled up last time,
I don't like the line at all.
What?
And the queue in Space Mountain.
Ew, no.
If you're claustrophobic, not the place to be.
Can't.
But if you're a Disney fan, this is the place to be. So make sure you hit the subscribe, like, share. You can follow us, DeStefano's Magic, on everything. I shared the link for Patreon. Join it, please.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of great content coming. We're going to do the best ride this week. We're going to do the March Magic best ride.
Mm-hmm.
Is Guardians going to win? Probably.
Probably.
But what other upsets will be along the way? Mm-hmm. We don't know. I don't know if I should even put Guardians on it. I feel like Guardians is kind of like... It's newest and it's like
It's just the best
leagues and
ride
ahead of everything,
done.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll see if Guardians even is on the list, or if we're going to do like the best ride besides Guardians, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. But that's going to be fun. We have a lot of Patreon stuff coming when we're on vacation. There'll be exclusive pictures, exclusive videos on there from our vacation. We got reviews coming on YouTube, restaurant reviews, resort reviews, and a lot more, including this weekend coming up, Sam for God on Creator's Corner. We're super excited to sit with Sam. If you have any questions, please comment below questions for Sam as we get inside the mind of a creator from Disneyland Paris. I'm super excited. I hope you guys are excited. I hope you guys enjoyed it. What's your hot takes? Leave them below, and we'll see you next week. Peace.